כל הזה, גלושן הזה, כוסף הרמב״ם. ומשמע דייטי, די משום בוסו בכל אופו דין ליקין על החילוסי. הו משום דם ליקין על החילוסי. אף על פי שבישלי, די סביר לי דם שבישלי, איביר עולו. מי הוא ענן קיימלון די דם שבישלי, אוי שמולכי, אין אלם דרבנון. So it's just another question. The לושן הרמב״ם, is because he copied the Mechaber adapted the Loshna Rambam, but the Loshna the Rambam says in Likin al Chalosim Shimbasa Becholom. So the Rambam when he said that, so it's an accurate Losh, because the Shita of the Rambam is contrary to the Shita of most Rishonim, that the Dam Shebishle, if somebody is Eichel Dam Mivushu, he's Chayev. But the Shita of most Rishonim is that Eichel Dam Shemivushu Lo Dam Luach. So he's potter, because it's not holy korev al gabam mizbeach, so memele is potter. So memele, in the mechabea, the loshin is not so accurate. But why did he mention that loshin? Because there's a loshin Rambam. But it doesn't conform. That expression does not conform bidiyuk with the shittas of the mechabea. It conforms bidiyuk with the shittas of Rambam. But it doesn't conform bidiyuk with the shita of the mechaber, because the mechaber paskens like most rishonim that eichel dam mivushel is potter. So really, he shouldn't have said v'inleikin al achlosim shibasa becholov. He should say v'inleikin al achlosim. He didn't have to emphasize mishum basa becholov. All right, v'cholov zochol mikra cholov klal. V'cholov zochol mikra cholov klal. Mashma dichiven. ואם כן קיבן אם אחד קרום מופיקלו וכל הפשחות הקיימל אין רבון המיוסר and we learn out from the same פוסק חלב זוכר וכל כמון שמצדיק הוכנמי בכל זוכר because we learn out from the same פוסק that we learn out חלב שחותו so we learn out חלב זוכר and we that we חלב שחותו then it certainly is in the רבון so maybe it's mashma that חלב זוכר is also in the רבון ונראה די הרב המגיד. When the Rav Magid says that Cholov Zocher was from the Rabbanon, so he says what I mentioned before. The Magid Meire b'Cholov Zocher shall be Heimo. So that's also from the Rabbanon. Uchit b'Rash Rashi b'Shas, v'loi b'Cholov Zocher, shehoi lo y'Cholov Mu'et b'na Dadi, k'gein im nishtame v'hoi lo y'Dadi, v'chein pirash ma'ashal shom, simen kuf, v'chein muchach, v'yashas, shom lehedi, dikom abasahoche, boi minei, המבשל בכל עובדי שלא יניקו, מהו? אומר להם, מי יצליח לשמועי למימה בכל עובדים ובכל עובד זוכו, הוא עוד לא עושה לכלליים, אבל היי, כי אם לא עושה לכלליים עושה, שמה מנועד בכל עובד זוכו של בהימה היה, אבל בכל עובד זוכו די אודום, פשיטד ולגול עוד גור המחלבי שאו בו אתה יישא בבור. ופי זה, המחבר, שהתיק לו שנה רמב״ם, דימש מנהיג גם בכל עובד זוכו, פותר, אבל לא עושה, והרב, דהגוי אלו יקליק. So the Shach says that there is no machlekes. There is no machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramon. Even though on the surface it's mashma that there is a machlekes, so he says there is no machlekes. Because when the Mechaber says that Becholov Zocho, so he's poter, but mashma oseh, he has reference to Cholov Zocho of the Behemo. And when he says, Becholov Zocho loy mikro, Cholov klal, so he has reference to Cholov Odom. So there is no machlekes. Umei Cholov, because of Isabete, that Philaisi mi Cholov Shemisha, Acha Sheisin Advinis, because of Amchaber Bisif Shachaze, Isramach. Now, Yeshem Sif Yitres. Now, the Ramo says, Yeshem Rim, the Osea Lachte Soish, תחס דירו של אלה כחובים לפי שהם מבשלים בהם פעום עם חולוב פעום עם בוסו והמחת תחס דירו שלהם בו לידי בישל בוסו בחולוב. Now the Dark Misha mentions the whole lotion of the Mordechai, the Agoyis Mordechai. So In most Mesechtes you will not find this Agois Mordechai. But the Dakimisha mentions the Agois Mordechai. Simen Pizayim, just on daf, the last line in the Agoyes da Akemeshe, and Kuf Lamed Zayin on the base. Ba Agoyes Mordechai, Per Gimul Dav Rizor, Chumas Abin Boch, she also Livashe, in many Shasin, so you don't find the Agoyes Mordechai, I mean, this Agoyes Mordechai. So be Agoyes Mordechai per Gimel Davri Zohe Tshuves Rav Nepoch She also Livasheil Psar Oseh Bibeis Yisroel Bigdeire Shal Nochri Shemo Yechte HaYisroel Bigecholim Tachteo Vishemo Bishil Bo Anochri Boso Bicholov Oy Boso Bicholov Levade Uvichitu Iver Alei Sivashi Voyo matzrich li shifra yi shebez b'yoshus Yisroel beiz deiris echot shal cholov vi echot shal bos. So what does Rabbi Boruch say? That if, let's say, you have a shifra nochri and she cooks for herself, so and she is allowed to cook for herself bos on the veile, let's say she has bos or oser, so and the Yisroel is not required to stop her from using from being mevashel, but on the veilin apart, she cooks it for herself. But Rabbi Boruch says that the Jew should not do anything under that veilin. He why? Because if he's mechatad kecholim under that veilin, so then let's say she has she also mevashel posarosa bebeis Yisrael b'dei shonochi. If she has, let's say, in that part posarosa, let's say boson veilin. She has bos on the vele in that part. So then, and then there might be before. So this shifronochis might have cooked there, might have cooked the cholov, might have cooked the cholov, and boson. So mimele. So when you are mivashel, when you vashel, so mivashel when you mechatel kecholim. So the Yisroel becomes a mivashel boson becholov. Now, what does he mean, Rabbi Nebaruch? She also livashil boso osa bebeis Yisroel b'derech shonochi. What does it mean, boso osa? Boso osa could be boso nevele, treife. It could be chazar too, boso tome. Now, if the boso osa is nevele, so then there is an iser of so he'll be aveir when he's mechatel kecholim. So as far as Bosa Nevele is concerned, so then one is not Chayev al Achilose. The Rambam paskens that if somebody is Eichel Bosa Nevele Bicholov, so he's not Chayev Malkes. Why? Because he's Nisa Chalalisa, and we do not say it's an Nisa Meisiv. It's an account of the Nisa Hanoye because of the Svore in the Nekude Nifloe in the Rambam Pirusha Mishnah in Chrisis. That here it's not an Issa Meisiv because the Issa Hanoya of Bos B'Cholov is not an Issa Meisiv because the Issa Hanoya of Bos B'Cholov is a derivative of the Issa Achille and the basis of Rabbi Avuyes Aloche of Kol Mokim Shenem Aliyech L'Sich L'Ech L'Issa Achille V'Ech L'Issa Hanoya B'Mashim. Other Rishayim say no, that it is an Issa Meisiv. So Mimele, according to the Rambam, when you are Mivashe, when you eat Psan Levelo B'Cholov, so you're not chayev on the score of Basa B'cholov, according to the Ramban, that it is an Issa Meisiv, so Mimele you're chayev on the score of Basa B'cholov. Basa B'cholov. But if according to the Ramban, you're even the Issa of Basa B'cholov, because in every Nisa Chalalisa, so it's given Issa Meisiv Murim, it's only Haloche that you're not chayev, but an Issa there is. That's in regard to the Achille of Psa Nevele B'cholov. But as far as the beast that is a bishl, so it's not shaykh to say it is a chalalisa. So then, the Rambam says that you are chayv malkes if you are mivashil psan vele b'cholom. That is if you are mivashil psan vele b'cholom. But suppose the bosar oseh is bosar tomei, let's say it's chazer, it's not psan vele. So then there is no iser of bosar b'cholom if you are mivashil bosar tomei with cholom, because there is a special. There's a kosov that Bosar Tomei is nismayit from the Iser of Bosar B'cholov. And you see that according to many poskim, even mid Rabbonon there is no Iser of Bosar B'cholov if you eat Bosar Tomei B'cholov. And certainly there is no Iser of Bishul when you are Mivashe, let's say Psachazi or B'cholov. There is no Iser. Now, here he says, Chumas Rabbeinu Baruch, she also Mivashe Bosar Oser. So what does it mean, Bosar Oseh? So Bosar Oseh can mean any Bosar Oseh. It can be any Bosar Oseh. It can be Psar Nevele, and it can be Psar Bosar Tomei. So in either case, it is Oseh. Why? Because in that part, the Nochris, before, might have cooked, let's say, cholov. Might have cooked cholov. So, mimele, even if right now chazer is being cooked in that part of the nochris, but when you are mechatel the cholim, so you are in effect mivashil, you are maflit. The blie of boso beimoteiro, because right now the nochris is mivashil boso tomei. But the pot has a blie of basor and has a blie of cholov. So when you are mechatel geholim, you are maflit the blie of basor and the blie of cholov. So even though right now it's psachazir, but you are mivashel basor becholov. This is what it means, Rabbi Nebor. Now I'm mentioning it because the Shach mentions the Mordechai. Ubimordechai Shom Kosav, Sivyatres, Shoosel Vashil Tsarisa, Bibase Israel, Bigdeo Shalikhovim, Shemo Yechata Yisroel, Lohe, Tzorich Lishvoches if this Kehovim stay there is, Achashal Boso, Viachashal Holo, Vichim Posak Mitteres Hatus, Miu Boso Lavdavke, Miu Boso Lavdavke, Eloho Adin. In other words, so what does the Rabbi Nebor say? Suppose you have a maid, a goye, And the goyed doesn't want to eat only bosor heter. The goyed, she wants to eat bosor oser. So then you have to make an arrangement that this nochris should have a separate pot for cooking bosor and a separate pot for cooking cholov. So mimele, if she has a separate pot, so whenever she cooks bosor, she only cooks bosor in that pot, and cholov she doesn't cook in that pot. Otherwise, if the nochris herself uses the same pot for cooking bosor and for cooking cholov, so then there might be a michshu for the Israel in that house, because sometimes, you know, you'll be mechated the cholim and you'll be mafli the bli of cholov in the bosor, so you'll be even an iser of bishul bosor cholov. V'chein posak b'tiras chatos. Miu boso lavdavke el ho adin shor dvorim dizil boso taim. So he says, when the Mordechai says she osa levashel psar iser bebeis Yisroel b'kdeir shol lichovim, he doesn't mean davke if in that part psar iser is being cooked. It doesn't make any difference what is being cooked, whether psar iser is being cooked or let's say cholov is being cooked, or even vegetables is cooked in that gdeire. But the gdeire itself is a bli of bosor and is a bli of cholov, because the nochri sometimes she's mivashal as bosor, sometimes she's mivashal as cholov, sometimes she's mivashal as bosor becholov. So mimele, even though the Mordechai, the Rabbi Nebor says she also mivashal psarisa bebeis Yisrael, he doesn't mean that it's only oser to be mechatel geholim Tachas in Dere, the Tels, Psaris are in the Dere. It doesn't make any difference what is in the Dere. Even if it has vegetables, Yerokes, in that Dere, so it's still also for the Israel to be Mechatrik Cholim, because that Dere, right now, the Nochris is Mevasheles Yerokes in it. But at one time she was Mevasheles Bosor, and at one time she was Mevasheles Cholov, and at one time maybe she was Mevasheles Bosor Becholov. So Memele, when you are Mechatrik Cholim, so this is what he says. Die Ziel, was er teile. Mir ein Bose, alle Chumre behalme, wei no eilom ni zog in Bose. Now, the Ramo mentioned three Chumres here, in this Agoye. One Chumre is, Yei Shem Rim Di Oso Lachti, so Yei Shtachas Di Yerosh Levi Chovit. Lifi Shem Mevashrim Ben Pomim Cholov, Pomim Boso. Vam Chate Tachas Di Yerosh Lehem, Bo Lidei Bishl Boso Becholov. So it doesn't matter what is being cooked right now in the Dere. Even if in the Dere right now she's cooking carrots, potatoes. So the Yisrael is not allowed to be Mechate Di Gecholim because of the Bliya of Bosor and Cholov that is in the Dere. Alright. That's one Chum. Then another chumre that oit kosvu dein le'ariv mayim sheidichu bem klei bosorim mayim sheidichu bem klei cholov v'litin lifnei behimo de'asurim ba'anoye. That's the second chumre. A third chumre oit kosvu da'akli she'isim b'mayim lichvi v'sareish in lishamish bei de'isim eisim eifa shva'akiro u'regilusu li'isariv shom bosor v'cholov. ולכן יש לעשר גם כן להשתמש מן הגדירה של התנורים שבייס החירב משום דיניצים עליהם ליפומים בוסר בחולוב מן הגדירה של משת התנורים. So four different chumres the Ramo mentioned. And then he says, ולי דאבד אין לוחש בכל זה. So what does it mean, דאבד אין לוחש בכל זה? All the chumres, including the first chumre of also lachti so eish tachas deyo shalom vichovim livshim vashnim behem pomim cholov pomim boso vam chate tachas deyo shalom boli di bishul boso becholov uvideve dein lochish bechol ze viach lechatchile im boze lochumres bealme vehameik yelo hivzit. So the Ramo mentions all these chumres and Rabbi Boruch says that it's osir, and he says that even deve certainly we don't have to worry. But even lechatchile, if someone is making a loyifsit, it's proper to be machmir. Now, and this has reference to all the chumres, including the first chumre of osolachti soeish tachas diroshel michovim. So the question is, why does the Rambam say you with everything lochush? I mean, the mitzias is a nochis. Nochis, sometimes she is mivasheles boso, sometimes she is mivasheles cholo. So mimele, when you are mechatel gecholim, you are in effect, mivashel boso becholov. So why does he say mitevet in lochush? And why does he say, ve'af lechatchile im bozel lechumres be'alme v'amek lehipsit? It's only a chumre. Why not mikre ledine lechatchile and even the eved? Why not? But there are many, many questions about this chumre. First of all, someone even raised that question. How can the Ramo say, Oso lachti so ish, tachas di roshoim kichovim, lifishe mevashlim behem pomim cholov, pomim boso, v'amchate tachas di roshoim, bo lidi bishlo boso becholov. But we have aloche, stam keli meinam neyeimon. So mele, in respect to this gdere that is used by the Shifra Nochis, so why should we be chishish? True, we know that this Nochis, sometimes she's Mashalis Boso, sometimes she's Mashalis Cholov, but she doesn't maintain a restaurant in the house. So she only cooks for her own use. So mele, we should apply the aloche of Stam Kelim. So true that in the course of the days, she at one time she cooked basar, at one time she cooked cholov, and maybe at one time she cooked basar bei cholov. What does she care? But when right now, so something neutral is being cooked in the pot, why shouldn't the Yisrael be allowed to be mechatedik cholim? Why he'll be maflit the bli of basar and bli of cholov, and they will be cooked together? The particles of basar that have been balua in the deifnei agdeiro will be cooked together with the particles of cholov that are balua in the deifnei agdeiro. But there is no isa of basar becholov, because it's nesin tam livgam. It's nesin tam livgam. So it's possible to say that this aloche, but of course, it's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch is to the contrary. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch is to the contrary. Now, this is. Oh. The psak of the Shulchan Aruch of the Mechaber, in Simen Tzadigimu, G'dei Rosh Bishul Boboso, Lo Yivashul Bocholom, V'im Bishul Bo, Piseich Meis Leis, Oseh, B'nei Sintam, Abel Im Shom Meis Leis, Kidim She Bishul Bo, Abel Im Sintam Livgam, U'muter Hatafshil, Avel Agdei Rasul Vashul Bo, Lo Yivashul Bocholom, Simen Tzadigimu. So it says that if, let's say, you had a fleshik pot in which you cooked fleshik, then for 24 hours you didn't use it at all. Then after 24 hours you boiled milk in that pot. So l'chatchile you're not allowed to do that. But if you did it, so you're allowed to drink that milk. Why? Because it's nesin tam livgam. It's nesin tam livgam. Now the question is raised against this Mechaber, which is mentioned by Elishenim, that why, how can the Mechaber apply it to Bosa Becholov? The Gemara in Avi Zora says that the only reason as to why Nesin Tam Livgam is Muter is because of the Gzeras HaKosov, Nivelo Shini Ruyo Liger, and Ikruyo Nivelo. Nivelo Shini Ruyo Liger, and Ikruyo Nivelo. Now, and this Aloche. So the aloche is that after a misles, it's nesin tam livgam. And nesin tam livgam is muter midraise because of nevela shene religia. But the aloche is that kol isurim shebateiro, except bosa becholov and klai akerem, so shalei kidach hanoson, so is muter. Mashein ki bosa becholov, so even shalei kidach hanoson is oser. So the question is, here we are dealing with Bosa Becholov. So why does the Mechaber say in Simen Tzadigim? Why does the Mechaber say in Simen Tzadigim that they were Shebishul Bobosa and then Shom Meis Leis and then he was Mevashel Cholov? So the Tafshil the Cholov is Muter, it's Nesin Tam Livgam, but Nesin Tam Livgam is based upon the Aloche of Nevela Shini Ruyo Liger. That's the same aloche Shalei Kederach HaChiloson. But by Bosa Becholov, Shalei Kederach HaChiloson is Chayev Midrais, is Chayev Malkes. So even if it's Nesin Tam Livgam, it should be us. So the teretz that is given is that in this case, when do we say that Shalei Kederach HaChiloson, Kederach HaChiloson, is chayev by Bosa Becholov is special Gzeras HaKosov? That is, if at the very outset it was Kederach HaChiloson, it gave a tam lishvach, but then it became putrid in the course of time, but at the very outset it became a heftza of Bosa Becholov Kederach HaChiloson, and later on, so it became spoiled and became putrid, and it's not the derech achloson. So then we say, in shol yisurim shebateiro, let's say nivele, suppose a piece of meat, of nivele, meat, was standing in very hot temperature, and it became spoiled, it became putrid, and it shalik derech achloson. So, and then you eat it, so you're not chayev. Mashein kim babosa becholov, if you're mivashe, bosa with cholov. And then, in the course of time, because it was standing in very high temperature, it became the Bosa Becholov became putrid. So, and then you ate it after it became putrid. So Yachayev, Mashein came if at the very outset, when it is to become an entity of Bosa Becholov, it's not Nesin Tam. So then, it's not even the Abishol. So then, it doesn't Asa. This is the teretz they give on this Mechaber. That's why the Mechaber says they are shebishul bebosor lo yivashul becholov v'im bishul bo b'seich meis leis So is osay abinei saying tam aval imshol meisle iskin shabishol bei havel nisn tam levgamu muter. So the question is, but by vasa becholov, even in nevelo shen eruya legal is osay. The answer is that is if it became an eruya legal later on. So the isa on vasa becholov was chal. Mashein came in this case where you are mevashel cholov in a pot that is an eimei b'yeimei. So at the very outset, when the boss of the cholov is to take effect, it's less in time with time. So it's not even the bishul. So then it doesn't become a heftzer of boss of the cholov. That's the plain teretz and this psakal mechada. But there is a shite. There is such a shite that ligami boss of the cholov. So even though it's not a b'yeimei, so it's also because the aloha of any b'yeimei of an eisen tam livgam is based upon the exeris hakosov nevela shenaruya ligea, and by boss of the cholov there is exeris hakosov that im shalik der achelos nischay. So in other words, so as far as this kashu against the rabbi boch shite that also lachteis hoeish tachazdir shol lichovim, so he could say that rabbi boch is chilek on that shite. And Rabbi Nebor holds that in view of the fact that Gabi Bosa Becholov, so even Neisei Tam Livgam, even Neisei Tam Livgam, Gabi Bosa Becholov, so even Shaloi Kiderach HaChiloson is Osea, so the Chiloson is Osea, so Mimele, the Aloch of Neisei Tam Livgam doesn't apply, and even when it's Neisei Tam Livgam at the very outset, so it becomes affected with the Isea of Bosa Becholov. That's Rabbi Nebuch. But we don't pass like that like Rabbi Nebuch. So Memele, one reason as to why the Ramo says in respect to this first Chumre, Uvideevet in Lochosh Becholze, Vaf lichatchile im boze lechumres bealme, Vaf lichatchile im boze lechumres bealme, Vameke lehifsid, because Stam Kelim in the Yemon. So why does Rabbi Nebor chasa to be mechate? So apparently Rabbi Nebor held that by Bosa Becholov, even so Nesin Tam Livgam is also even if at the very outset, when the Bosa, when the Cholov combines with the Bosa, it's Nesin Tam Livgam, so it still becomes affected with the Yisar of Bosa Becholov. And if it becomes affected with the Yisar of Bosa Becholov, so it applies not only Ligabi Achile, it applies to Bishle as well. But we don't pass like Rabbi Nebuch and the Chite. So that's why he says, V'aflichatchile im bozeh lechum chesbi alma amikulivs. Alright, then there is another reason as to why. So the crazy place mentions another reason as to why it's only a chumre. Now the Primigodi mentions the crazy place. Now Yutches and that Shach Yutches in the Primigodi Yeshem. So he says, Ayin Shach, Deinu Eilom Nizorim Bazeh, Deinu Alechum Rebao, Ayin Chaisi Uplaisi, Eish Yud Gimu, Dil Dine Bosa Becholov, Yeish Bishla Achav Bish, Umikol Mokeim Habolua Ashe Bisei Chagdeiro, Mi Bosa Becholov Yachat, She Yifleit Lechutz, Vizbashel, Loi Choshu, Dizeh Lo Hoyo Derer Bish, Aval Bosa Deiro, Basyeimei Micholov, Vadai have the rabbish. So in other words, so there are two other timing. There are two other timing. So there are two other timing as to why this is a chumre b'alam and the inolachin shishim zebezek. So one time is because in bishlach habish. In other words. Why is it osir? Why does Rabbi Baruch say it's osir to be mechatik cholim tachas agdeir of the nochis? Why? Because that gdeir has a bli of basor, it has a bli of cholov. When you are mechatik cholim, so you are maflit the particles of basor that are bolua, and you are also maflit the particles of cholov, the droplets of cholov that are bolua, and they become, they are cooked together. So you are mevashel Bosa b'cholof. But the particles of bosa that are bolua b'sich ha'gdeiro were already cooked once. How did they become bolua inside the gdeiro? Because he cooked bosa at one time. Not one time, many times. So particles of bosa were absorbed by the deifin ha'gdeiro. So these particles went through a process of bishul at one time. And the particles of cholof went through a process of bishul another time. Now when you are mafli the particles of basar and the particles of cholof and you are mivashel them together, so it's in bishul habishul. So why does Rabbi Baruch say that it's osea? The answer is Rabbi Baruch holds that the halacha of in bishul habishul has application in Shabbos. But it has no application in Bosa B'cholof. By Shabbos there is aloche that if you are mivashel on Shabbos a food that was already cooked once, so it's not a miloche. Mashein kein by Bosa, because by Shabbos, so it's an iser of miloche. So if you cook something that was already cooked, it's not a miloche. But Bosa B'cholof, bishul Bosa B'cholof is an iser of bishul. Per se, it's not on the basis of meloche. So, Mimele, there is bishlach habishul. Who says that? The Yeshua Yaakov says that the aloche of in bishlach habishul, the aloche of in bishlach habishul does not apply to Bosa B'cholof. Now, now, there is a raya from Rabbi Negyarshin in Chulm Daf Kufches on the base, the first big line in Rabbi Negyarshin. So he says, he says, "Bicholov mivushu, v'loka choti zayis meisi boso, v'choti zayis meisi cholov, v'chozar ubishlom pamachas." So in other words, suppose you take bichol of mivusha, v'loka chotzi zayis meisi basar, v'chotzi zayis meisi cholov, v'chozar bishlo. Suppose you are mivashel a second time, basar b'cholov. It was already mivashel once, and you are mivashel at the second time, and then you eat it. So he's not chayiv malkis for the bishul because in bishul habishul, but he's chayiv malkis for the achile because true in bishul habishul. So the second bishul is not a bishul, but the first bishul is a bishul. So memele, so ubishlam pamachas habishulei loyloke dichvo mivushal achile loke deochel kazayisisa beize bishul amru kol shachile meichli meisei kelei ma'adim achile means goy, because how can you determine it? I mean, you couldn't determine in terms of Jews, I mean, unfortunately today, so you could determine it in terms of Jews too, but, so he says, Kol she'achir meisle, he say, Kelei ma'adim mitchilo le'nizbashir kol tzolche. So first of all, so we see two aloches here in Rabbi Nigash, namely Gartu Basa B'cholov. Now, let's say, Gabi Shabbos itself, there is aloche of imbishla chabishla. Now, the question is, when do we apply? So here we see a shite of Rabbi Nigash in regard to Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, there is a machlokes reshim. When do we apply the aloche by Shabbos of imbishla chabishla? Is it only after, if a full bishul was realized in a certain food article? So then, if you are mevashel, full bishul means nizbashel kol tzorchei. So then, if you are mevashel it again, so we say in bishlach habishul. But suppose it was nizbashel once kimachol ben drusoy, not a full bishul. So, and then you are mevashel again. Are you chayiv on Shabbos or not? So on that point, there is a machlekes reshenim. Ligabi Shabbos. There is a machlekes reshenim. There is a machlekes between the Rashba and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, when do we say on Shabbos in Bishlach HaBishul only if a full Bishul was realized once? And then Yom Bashul on Shabbos again, so we say in Bishlach HaBishul. But suppose a partial Bishul was realized, Shlish Bishul, Chotzi Bishul, Machal Ben Drusoye, then Yom Bashul again, Yachay. According to the Rambam. According to the Rashba, so if a partial bishul was realized, we already applied the aloche of in bishul habishul. So we see from the Rabbi Nigashin here that in order to apply the aloche of in bishul habishul, so it must be nizbashel kotzov. Kol she'achirim o yoich l'neisei. In other words, so kolim ad mitchilo, avol kol she'achirim eich l'neisei, shel nizbashel kotzov, hey. So then he was mevashel it again, so then he's chayav mishum bishul. So in other words, so number one, we see in the Rabbi Nigashin that he holds that in order to apply the aloche, that's the afkuf ches in Rabbi Nigashin, that in order to apply the aloche of him bishlach habishul, so it must be nizbashel kol tzorche. Another din, another chidesh that we see in Rabbi Nigashin, that the aloche of him bishlach habishul applies to basa becholov also. Not only the Shabbos. Now the Yeshua is Yaakov. So he says that it doesn't apply to Basa B'cholov. It only applies to Shabbos. Because Shabbos, Bishul is also Mitzad Melochet. So if the Melechet's Bishul was already realized, so it's not in Melochet. The second Bishul is not in Melochet. Masha'inkin, Gabi Basa B'cholov, it's not on the basis of Melochet. So Yachayev for Bishlach HaBishul also. So, in other words, so we can say, so another way of explaining the Rabbi Yeruchem, you see, so not Rabbi Yeruchem, Rabbi Nibor. One way of explaining Rabbi Nibor is that Rabbi Nibor holds that even if at the very outset it is Nesim Tam Livgam, it doesn't even be, so it becomes a Heftz of Basa B'cholov. But maybe Rabbi Nibor, when he answers to be Mechate, Gecholim tachas agdeiro. So Rabbi Nibor has referenced the case where, the woman of the house or the man of the house knows that this nochris was mivashel within the last 24 hours. He has referenced to such a case. So in such a case he asks it. But if he doesn't know, so then in Chaname we presume stam kelim in the Eimon, and then even Rabbi Nibor would say that he doesn't become a heftz of basa becholov if at the very outset when the cholov combines with the basa, so it is nesin tam levdam. So nesin tam levdam. But Rabbi Nibor has reference to a case where the Yisrael knows that the nochris was mivashel in that deire within the last 24 hours prior. He knows. So then the question is, if Rabbi Nibor has reference to such a case where he knows, so why does the Ramo say that it is Chumra Ba'alme and even Lechatchile HaMeik Leifzit? So we can explain the Ramo that on the basis of the Shita of Rabbi Nigashin, that Rabbi Nigashin holds, Rabbi Nigashin says that the aloche of Bishlach HaBishul applies to Basa B'cholov. So, but Rabbi Bol, so why does Rabbi Bol chasa achitu gecholi? Rabbi Gershon says that if the bosa was already in his basheil and the cholov was already in his basheil, so then when you take the same bosa that was in his basheil already and the cholov, the same bosa that was in his basheil already, and you are mivashel them again together, you are not even the iser of bishul because of in bishul habishul. So here too, why should it be also to be mechate? Why? Because by being mechate, you'll be mafli the bli of bosa, you'll be mafli the bli of cholov, and then they'll cook together. But in bishul habishul, so then we have to say that Rabbi Baruch is chilik on Rabbi Gershon. So that's why the Ramo says, afilu chatchile hameikel yifsit, because the Ramo paskins like Rabbi Gershon. So in other words, so this is the way we can explain the Ramo. When the Ramo says we have it in lochish b'chol ze, we have lichatchila im bazel chumres be'alme ve'amit loyishit. All right, I mean I cannot go. It's already late enough. Now, I don't want to miss any shiurim, and we have to cover a lot of ground. Now, so because of that, so tomorrow I would like to give two shiurim. Now, don't become scared. It's not going to be a regular thing. It is just tomorrow. So the first shiur will start very early, and then there will be a second shiur in Basim Chol. All right?
the machlokes between the facial placing and the Prima Godin, and it was mentioned that in the Rambam, the Svobno has Machlokes Asures, Halacha Lamed, so it's mentioned exactly like the Prima Godin, Chaim pointed out. So, not like the crazy place. So, the crazy place, he says that in view of the fact that the boss of the Cholov, he's Chayyim Shavuot Yerach HaChloson, so the Mele, even the boss of the Cholov will become Yuhet in a neutral Maich, and even though it will give a Tam Mivgam, it will still be awesome. In other words, according to the crazy place, if you cook, let's say, potatoes in a pot in which Bosa Becholov was cooked, let's say, 2 days before, so it's already nice time with gal, so he says the potatoes will be awesome. Why? Because the reason is why this time with gal is muter is because it's in relation to the air, it's a wicked achelosot, and by Bosa Becholov, so it's a achelosot is high. So the Prima Godin is Masik, so that's Sif Yud Ches in the Shach, the Prima Godin, and he says, Chad B'Trei Botr, in other words, since there is people, but there is Aluch of Tam Kikar, it's really the same one as Ezra Chaim. So, the Aluch of Tam Kikar, and Tam Kikar is a new Aluch. So even according to the Rishenim, we say that on Tam Kikar there is Malkes. So it's because the new aloha, the new Isa of Tam Kikya precludes Bittu. But first, the new Isa of Tam Kikya has to take effect. Then Bittu is precluded. But Tam Kikya does not take effect if it's nice in Tam with Gam. Tam Kikya takes effect if it's nice in Tam with Shvach, not if it's nice in Tam with Gam. So Mimele in the case where it's an enemy Yeme, where the Tam, where the Gdeira of Bosa Becholov is enemy Yeme, so Mimele Tam Kikya does not take effect, so Mimele there is Bittu. This is what Prima Godin says, and Reb Chaim says the same thing, but Reb Chaim mentions the Rambam in Perek Tesvov Nuchas Machlokes Asures, Halocha Elam. Now, as far as the Mordechai is concerned, so Pashtes it's Mashma, that the Mordechai has reference to every case, not only to a case where we know that the Shifronochis was Mivasheles, let's say the same day, Bosor and Cholom. Even to a case where it's not known that she was Mivasheles, Bosor and Cholom the same day. So that means that it's an inebriated. Still, according to the Mordechai, it's also there. Why? So the Mordechai Shite, I mean that's coming both in the Mordechai. The Shite is that in view of the fact that by Bosa Becholov is Chayiv Bigman Shalitid Arach Achloson, so then not only in the case where Bosa Becholov was cooked in Egdeire and then after Chavdalit choice something else is cooked, so it will become Oser. But even in the case where Bosa was cooked, let's say on Sunday, and then on Tuesday you boiled milk in the same day, right? So it also becomes a chefetz of Bosa Becholov. You see, the crazy place, he says, if Bosa Becholov was cooked in a day, right? And then, let's say, 2 days later, 3 days later, or a month later, potatoes will be cooked, so then it will become awesome. But the crazy place is made that if Bosa will be cooked, let's say, on Sunday, and then you'll boil milk in the same pot on Tuesday, so it will not become Osa. Because at the very outset, in order to become a Heftz of Bosa Becholov, it has to give it Tam Shuvach. If it doesn't give it Tam Shuvach, it Tam Pogum, it doesn't even become a Heftz of Bosa Becholov. The crazy place, he says, only when Bosa Becholov together were cooked, and then 2 days later you cook potatoes, then the potatoes become Osa. But if Bosa was cooked on Sunday, and then on Tuesday you cooked milk in that pot, so it's not in the Rabishul, because it gives it Tam Pogum, not a Tam Mishumech. But Pashtes of the Mordechai is Mashma, that he goes even one step further than the crazy or crazy. And the Mordechai holds that even in such a case, it will become a chetzel was a mechalov. That's why the word the Rabbi Baruch doesn't mention any special situations. But in every case, also a chate so eish tachas di osho li chovim, li fishay nubashnim bem, pom cholov, pom in bosol, so vam chate tachas di osho lehem, bo li di pishu mozom cholov. So even if we don't know as whether the shifchonoch is cooked within the 24 hours prior, and we, so we should say, stam jim min of the yeimon. So even in such a case, it's also a chate, according to Rabbi Baruch. Why? Because by bosom of cholov, so it can become a chepzov basa becholov, even at the very outset, fruitanko. So then, and the Rambam says, uvidevet in rochosh becholze, v'achvichatchile in bozeh v'chumres b'alme, v'amikel leaves. So that means, so in the case, so according to the Rambam, so of course, in the case where we apply the aloche of stam kelimin of the yeimon, so of course it's a lochosh, and even the chatchile in bozeh lechumres bealme v'amekel leivzi. But it's mashma, one second, it's mashma from the Ramo that the Ramo says uvidevet in lochosh b'chol ze, even if we know that this Gentile maid, so it's the only part that she has, and that she constantly keeps on cooking there every day. So then we cannot apply the halacha of stam kelimin of the yeimon. So even in such a case, the Ramo is mati. Why is he mati here in such a case? So two times I mentioned. The Or HaShulchan mentions two times. The Kaisi Plesi, the Primigodim, the Or HaShulchan, they mention two times as to why the Ramo is matir even in such a case. So, one reason might be, one reason is because of Imbish Lachabish. That's why the Ramo is matir, even in a case where we know that it's not the Beyeh. In a case where we don't know, so then we could be matir on the basis of the Aloche of Stam Kelimin of the Yeimon. But even in a case where we know it's not, it is a behavior. Let's say it's the only part that the Gentile maid has, and she constantly keeps some cooking there. So sometimes she cooks boso, sometimes she cooks cholo. So even in such a case, the Ramo is mad, because the Ramo doesn't say, he speaks indiscriminately. In other words, in all situations, even if we know that the kela is a behavior, we know that the maid cooked something an hour before. So even in such a case, so the Ramo is matir. Why is the Ramo matir in such a case? So there are two explanations. One explanation is on the basis of Ein Bishlach Habish. So the Mele, even though it is a Beyeme, and let's say within the 24 hours, Bosa was cooked, and within the 24 hours in the same pot, milk was cooked. So the bosor was cooked already and the milk was cooked already. Now when he's mechatel gecholim, he's mevashlet again. So the mele in Bishlach Habish, as Rabbi Gershon says, that we say a Bishlach Habish by bosor b'chol. But then another explanation as to why the Ramo says, "Uvidevet im ochosh bal, v'amichatchila im bazel lachum des bialm, v'amekel yivzi," is because it's not der bishul. In other words, so the Primigodim says, when is it der bishul? If you boil, let's say, milk in a pot in which meat was cooked the same day, then it is the Bishl. Why? Because the cholov, one of the components, in order to have a Bishl of Basa Cholov, you have to have two components. So one of the components is cholov, and one of the components is Basa. So if you boil milk in a pot in which an hour before meat was cooked, and it has the bleer of meat that is nice and tam lishvach, so then it is the Bishl, because the milk, one of the components, is visibly present in the pot, but the blie of the minute particles of bosor that are nifla in the air, that's invisible. So the mainly it's considered the bishul. But if, let's say, at 6 o'clock in the morning you cooked meat, at 7 o'clock in the morning you boiled milk in the pot, now at 12 o'clock, so you are cooking potatoes. So then, neither component of Bosa Becholov is visibly present in the Gdeya. Only minute particles become niflat and they become absorbed by the potatoes, and the minute particles of milk and the minute particles of the basal are cooked together. But neither component is visibly present in the data. That's not the vision. When you are mivashing milk in a data that has a blea of basal, or when you are mivashing basal in a data that has a blea of hollow, then it's the abishim. But if you are mivashe, let's say potatoes in the pot, but the pot has a balua of boso and the balua of hollow, both are being, so then it's not even the abishim. So that's the other explanation as to why the Rambam says with everything ochosh bechol ze v'achlechatchilei b'ze, and they seem to assume that this is the Ikea explanation. I mean, I don't know, how do they know that this is the pshat in the Rambam? Maybe the pshat in the Rambam is on the basis of both timing, because it's not a bishul, and also because in bishul achabish. Because the yesh bishlach habishul the pasam cholov gomu sheni bulua. So in other words, placey primigodi. So in other words, they say that the ikatam of the Ramo is why the Ramo is not machmia for the shite of Rabbi Boruch on the Mordechai is because it's not the rabishul. So it's not mishul. But the primigodi points out, he spells it out here in Sif Yitres, that when is the rabishul? If, let's say, you cook potatoes in the pot, and the pot has a blea of beyeme of poso and the blea of beyeme of cholov, so neither component of the entity of poso of cholov is visibly present in the gdeira, is visibly being mispashel in the gdeira. So then it's not a abishul. Masheike, if you cook cholov in a pot that has a blea of boso, beyeme, then it is the abishul. In other words, so according to that pshat, when the Ramo is matir to be chatik of holim, so it's only if the Jew makes sure that the maid does not have either milk or boso in the pot. But suppose he sees that she's boiling milk in the pot, then he's not, even according to the Ramo, he's not allowed to be mechatel yecholim, because of the possibility, in other words, if it is a data that is used constantly, is the only data that the maid has, so maybe we cannot apply the principle of stam kelim in the yemon. So it's very likely that it has a blia b'yeme of boso, and now cholov is being boiled, is visibly being boiled in the gdeire, so remember that's the rabish. So when does the Ramo say you eat everything ochush if something neutral is being cooked now in the pot, not if boso or cholov is being cooked? All right, and this is what they say. Because v'achemim the tam zeikia, because for the yesh bishlach habishul, but it's not so poshe. Yesh bishlach habishul, the Rabbi Gershon says ein bishlach habishul. So, one thing is clear, that Rabbi Boruch himself certainly holds Yesh Bishlach HaBishul. So, in other words, Rabbi Boruch Like this, I don't know of any Rishayim who says explicitly contrary to Rabbi Gershon. Rabbi Gershon says that the halacha of Mishlach HaBishul that applies in Shabbos, applies in Mosav Chol. The issue is Yaakov, Vinis, Chuvis, Simelam et Ches. So he's Ishvus Yaakov, not Ishvus Yaakov. Ishvus Yaakov. In his Chuvis, Simelam et Ches, he says that Aloha from Mishlach HaBishul has application to Shabbos. Because there it's also on the basis of the Lord. Mashayim came, Ligabe, Mosav Chol, it's not in the Son of the Lord. So yes, Mishlach HaBishul. So that's contrary to Rabbi Gershon. That's contrary to Rabbi Gershon. Now, but Rabbi Baruch Mordechai certainly is chilik on Rabbi Gershon. Certainly chilik on Rabbi Gershon. So we can say that even though the Ramo is not cheshish for the shite of Rabbi Baruch, so it's because of the other shites of Rabbi Baruch. Because from Rabbi Baruch we can deduce three big chidushim, and all the three chidushim are lechum. Three big chidushim. Number one, pashtus of lashon of Rabbi Baruch is mashma that even in the case of stam deiver, that we don't know as to whether it was used by the Gentile maid the same day or not. So in the stam deiver, where normally we have to apply the principle of stam kelim meyemon. So even in such a case, Rabbi Baruch asks us to be mechatel cholim. So in other words, that Rabbi Baruch holds number one that if let's say Bosa b'cholov gave a tam pogum in let's say in potatoes, so it becomes osir. It becomes osir as the case in place he says. And number two, that even if cholov was nisbashel in mikdeiro she'ino basyeimo or bosa, it becomes a hefzer bosa b'cholov. And number three. And number three, that even when the neutral thing, neither bosa nor cholov, is visibly being cooked in the pot, and both the components of the bosa and cholov are blua, are invisible in the gdeire, so it's considered a bishul, and it involves an iser of bosa and cholov. That's number three. Number four that we can deduce from Rabbi Baruch in the Mordechai, that yesh mishlach habishul. So four chumres we can deduce from Rabbi Baruch. Four chumres. But the Rambam says that we don't have to be chayshish. So we have to say, according to the pshat, that most achrim say in Rambam, that the Rambam, he katam as to why the Rambam is not chayshish. For this din of Rabbi Baruch is because it's not a rabishul, but as far as yesh mishlach habishul or ein mishlach habishul, the Ramo holds the pasuk is not like Rabbi Gershon that yesh mishlach habishul. Why? Because the Ramo on that point he agrees with Rabbi Baruch, not with Rabbi Gershon. All right, now that's in regard to the first chumre that the Ramo mentions. There are four chumres that the Ramo mentions. The second chumre that the Ramo mentions. Is oit kosher? They learn if mayim shedichu beempli bosor, if mayim shedichu beempli cholom. V'litin lifnei beheimo. They are asurim ba'amoy. Now I mentioned several times already. I mean that from this ramo it's a raya to this the chiddush of the shach that when one is mivashel bosor together with cholom, l'shem rifue. So then there is no iser of mishum. No iser of mishum. So the raya is from this Ramah, and that's not unreason. It's a chiddush, but from the Rambam it's mashma that way, because the Rambam says that achila is osir because it's a kalachena. It's a kalachena. If bishul is osir, so achila is certainly osir. So if we assume that the iser of bishul is only shayach when it's mivashel tzir achila, then we can understand the logic of that kalachena. But if we say that the iser of bishul applies even when it's not considered achile, that the iser of bishul applies even when he does it for the purpose of making a scientific experiment, so what's the logic of this kalachena? So we see from this Rambam, it's a raya mochachas, that the iser of bishul of pasal cholov is only shayach If he's mevashel bosa becholov, l'tzirach achilas sodom. It can be a goy, but l'tzirach achilas sodom. Masha'im ken, if he doesn't do it, l'tzirach achilas sodom. Even if he does it, he's mevashel bosa becholov. L'tzirach achilas behemo, so it's not osa. It's not osa. So, but only when it's l'tzirach achilas sodom. So the mele, he says, here, oit kosu, then we are in mayim, she bicho ben koli poso, in mayim she bicho ben koli cholov, we little if they behimo. So, the crazy place here, the Rabbi Kvegia here, as the kashe, he says, kosher, dim kemi uvadamle, litza liarit, why does the Ramos say, in the name of the Marim, that it is also to be miarit, hat, freshike gris, with hat, milchike gris, and to serve it as fodder for the behemoth. Because of this Ranoye, it should be also because of Bishl. So what do we say? What we say, no. It's not also because of Bishl, because, and that's another kashi against the Matim. So it's not also because of Bishl, because if it takes hot, fleshy, hot water that has mayim shidich ben koi boso. So that's hot water that has fleshy kegwis, meat gwis. And then mayim shidich ben koi cholov. So it's hot water that has milchik egris. So it's not also to be meharu the two on the score of Bishul, because it's cliched. So that's why the Ramor has to say it's osea, because the Marim has to say it's osea on the score of Anoye. But the question is this, Monefcher, if the Marim holds that there is no itself Bishul by cliched, because cliched is not mevashel, so it shouldn't be also Anoye either, because there are Bishul also there. So that's another kashe that may scale mask against the Marim's chumre. But anyway, be it for whatever reason it is, so the Marim says that it is considered a bishul, because if it would be considered a bishul, so it wouldn't be also banoy either. So if it is considered a bishul, whatever the reason might be, it is the bishul. Let it involve an issue of bishul. So there's the kashe of Frank Kreger, yeah? And then he says, Achakim, when you see Domar, was there a place? So Rabbi Kiriya gives a certain teretz, and the teretz of Rabbi Kiriya is Deicha. So, in other words, so the plain teretz and the kashi of the place here, and Rabbi Kiriya is, as the Shach says, and this is, we start now because there is a Rayim Chachas from the Rambam, that the Yisrael of Bishlu is only Shayach when he doesn't return Achille Solom. But here is Miari, hot water with fleshy kegwis and hot water with milky kegwis, in order to give it as fodder for the behemoth. So he's not making the bishul. He's not realizing the bishul itzir hachila sodom. But itzir hachila is behemoth. There is no itzir bishul. But b'teras hanoi it's osa. B'teras hanoi it's osa. That's why the second chumre that the Ramo mentions in the name of the Marie. Then we are in Mayim Shidicho Ben Kli Posor, in Mayim Shidicho Ben Kli Cholom, we meet in with the Behemo, they are so in Behano. That's what I mean. Now the question arises, that's the other difficulty. Why is it also about Noe? After all, there are Bishl also there. And it's Kishemi, he takes Mayim, in which he washed fresh Kishis. And then he has Mayim, then in which he washed milk Kishis. So it's klisheini. He washed the dishes in there. It's hot, but klisheini is not mevashe. Klisheini is not mevashe. So if we are to assume now the shite of the chayodom is and is mitayiket from Roshna Rambam and Tumei Samim, and we saw, I mean, that this shite is really mentioned in klisheini too. That when is there a distinction between klerishin and klisheini? Only when it's yat lebesbe. That we discussed at great length in Tammuz. But if it's yat nichmesbe, so in the sense of burning hot, and zledes in the sense of hot. In other words, it's sometimes what is zledes? Zledes means that you couldn't keep your finger comfortably. But many times you put your finger in hot water. You don't feel comfortable, it doesn't burn. Sometimes it's so hot that it burns. So that's Yad Nichlefne. So when do we make a distinction between the Rishon Kosheim and the Yad Nichlefne? But if it's Yad Nichlefne, simply Shem is Mimash. So then, I don't know, I'm not an expert in, I don't experience Mimashim Kishes, but if let's say sometimes you wash dishes in burning water, so then if you wash dishes in burning water, I know that many women, so they wear gloves when they wash dishes because they don't want to burn their hands. So that means that sometimes the water is very hot, it's burning hot. So let's say if the Marib has reference to such a case, let's say where you have hot water, burning hot water, in which the French dishes were washed, and burning hot water in which the milk dishes were washed, and then you are married, so then there is bishul. Then there is bishul. So he says, so daily are in mayim sheidichu behem kliposa, in mayim sheidichu. So the male sins it's bishul. So the male is just abanoyim because it's their bishul. If it wouldn't be bishul, so then it wouldn't be also abanoyim because it's not their bishul. It's not their bishul. And the plain mixture of meat and milk is mutabanoyim midrabono. The Chachomim only answered achile midrabono, a plain mixture without bishul. But banoyim it's not osa. So that's one teretz that we can give. Another teretz that we could give is because teis v'shita in Shabbos in Kiro is that even though kashim is not mivasheyu, but midrabono there is bishul. I mean, we don't pass. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to pass like that. But that's tasteless shite. That with Rabbonon, there is bishul. Of course, the Shulchan Aruch does pass. The Dorosh and his bashel in Hero, so then there is bishul in the Klisheini, and in the Klishnishi he could have bishul. But I'm referring to Mayim. Mayim, so the Gemara is, so it's a Gemara in the Foreshes, that by Mayim, Klisheini is not bashel. So there is a shita of a shame in things which in Kiro that with Rabbonon there is bishul by the shame, even by mine, something that is not with bashul b'neor, not with bashul b'neor. Why? Because it's merzek in bashul. So that will be a big chiddush. So we could say it's very mistaken to assume that since in the commutations it's only also on the basis of merzek and bashul, so that has application to Shabbos. So by Shabbos there is a nisar rabbon of merzek and bashul, but by Bas v'cholov not. It's mistaken like that, but it's not muchach. So it's possible that according to teis v'shite, by Shabbos there is a nisa that rabbonon of merzek and bashul by Nisheini, so maybe by Bosom Cholov it's also some rabbonon. So that could be another talent. In other words, that the Marie agrees to taste a shit. Either that the Marie has reference to burning hot water, Ufiat Nichrezbe, or that the Marie has reference now. Something else is possible. We learned in Tarubes that the Rajba Shite is. The tool mentions in Simon Kufei that Rajbo, so that's the complicated tool. So he mentions the Rajbo, that the Rajbo Shiti is that Klisheni is Mavliya and Mavlit Kideklip, the Rajbo Shiti. And now the Mechaber in Simon Kufei mentions that Shiti. In Simen Kufay Siv Beis, Chem Shal Kli Rishin Shayatz Lez Bei, Mivashel Beis Akur, Avo Chem Shal Kli Shein Yehine Mivashel, Vyei Sheinrim She Gam Ken Yehine Mavnit Lo Mavliya, Vyei Sheinrim, Tez Rash Bashit, Tez Rash Bashit, The Mikol Ken Mavnit Lo Mavliya, Both Together, Vyei Seke De Klipe, Vyro Mocheish Lizoya Bidom Lechatkan. So the Rash Bashit is that Klisheini is Mavliya and Mafli, the two things together. It's a Kidei Klipi. But the Mechaber doesn't spell out V'yei Sheinrim. So you see, when the Mechaber discusses Chem Shal Kli Rishin, I think that when we learn this sieve, so I put it out, the Shino Aloshim, that when the Mechaber said, discusses the Klevishin, so he uses a Loshin, Chim Shal Klevishin Sheyatzvah has been Mivashil Beitzavah. So he spells out Mivashil. But when he says, and then he says, V'yeshemim Shekamkin in Mafrid Umafriya, V'yeshemim, the Mikol Mokim Umafrid Umafriya. And it means both together. He doesn't say V'yeshemim, the Mikol Mokim, who Mivashil, who Mafrid Umafriya. He says, V'yeshemim, the Mikol Mokim Umafrid Umafriya. So the Pashmis HaLoshim would imply that even according to the Rashba, so Klisheini, Mivashil business. But it's Mavriya and Mafriya. However, the Mashal and the Taz, they both say, they equate Bishul with the function of being Mafrit and Mavriya together. So the Mashal distinguishes between being Mafrit alone, or Mavriya alone, but not being Mafrit and Mavriya together, the two things together. And the Mashal and the Taz and even the Shach, they all assume that the definition of Bishul consists in accomplishing both things, Haflote and Avloy. So in other words, so if we are going, but this is mentioned by the Mashal, this is mentioned by the Taz, this is mentioned by the Shach, but it's not mentioned by the Mechaber. So the Mele, it's very possible that the Mechaber doesn't agree with this definition of Bishul. That Bishul consists in doing the two things together. They're of Aflote and Avloy. So the Mele, so the Mechaber, even though it mentions the Shita of the Rajbo, the Mikol Mokim Umafri, basically he does both things together, Kineklipe, but Bishul it isn't. Even Kineklipe it's not Bishul. But if we are going to apply the Mashal's definition of Bishul, that Bishul is distinguished from mere Bliye, in the sense that when you have Bliye, so you just have Bliye. But when you have Bishul, you have a combination of Mafri and Mavriya. So then, the Rashba Shita is that Klisheini is Mivashil to the extent of Kineklipe. So in Mele, we could explain the Mariv on the basis of the Rashba Shita too. You see? So there are three ways how to explain this Mariv. How to explain this Mariv. Now, and then, so when the Rambam says, with everything mochush, so it means with everything mochush, even in respect to iruv mayim sheyidichu bem klifoso, in mayim sheyidichu bem klicholov, v'litin lifnei behimo, why is it mochush? Why is it mochush? So if we explain it on the basis of. If we explain it on the basis, because midrabbonon it's merzik and vashel, in other words, that the Mariv agrees in the sheet of Tesis in Shabbos Kiyom, that midrabbonon there is bishul by the sheet because of merzik and vashel. So then we can understand very well as to why the Rambam says we never did lochush. Why? Because first of all, the Rambam doesn't pass like Tesis Shidei in Gavi Shabbos. He doesn't pass like Tesis Shidei. He doesn't pass, and assuming that Gabi Shabbos, we do pass, but it has only application to Shabbos, so by Shabbos there is a Nisa of Melzik and Vashel, but not Gabi Mosem Acholo. Gabi Mosem Acholo. Now, if we explain the Mariv on the basis of the Shita Sarajbo, that the Rashbo, who says that Kidei Klipe it is Mafni to Mavliya together, Klisheini. So then the Shita of the Mariv has to be that in accordance with the definition given by the Mashal and the Taz and the Shach, that whenever something is mafrid and mafriya together, then it's not just bliya, then it is bishl. Then bishl is constituted. So that's the marim shite. But the Ramor says, why? Because the Eved, we are not cheshish for the Rashba shite. As the Mechaba says, as the Mechaba says in Simen Kufay, Siv Beis, V'ruhu lochesh lizoyer v'dor lechatchila, the Eved not. And the Ramor is not masik on the Mechaba on that. And then he says, Yafu lechatchila, Eim boze, El chumres bi'alme. Why? Because even though lechatchila, so it's all lochesh, for the Rashba Shite, but that's only Ligabi Yisuri. It's a beheta. Not because of the Cholom. But, so there it's an union of Bliya and Plaitim. So the main that the Rashba Shite is, it's Mafit Mavliya. Masheikin was a Cholom. So it's only there are Bishlos of Teirol. So even according to the Rashba, that it's Mafit and Mavliya, but Bishl it isn't. It's Mavrit Mavriya and Bishl it isn't because it's not the Rabishl. The usual way of being Mevashel is on fire. Okay? I'll declare it. Not only Klisheini. So the Mele, even according to the Rashba, it's very Mistaba. Yeah. Even according to the Rashba, that Klisheini is Mavrit and Mavriya together, Kideklipe, but Bishl it isn't. However, if we apply that if we say that the Marib is reference to a case where the water, the hot water that has fresh kidneys and the hot water that has milk kidneys is burning hot, yeah, it's in accordance with the shita of the Chayodon, that where it's burning hot, then there is no difference in relation to the shading, then the Ramos memory. ובדבר דימוכש בכל זה, ואף לכת חיר אין בו זה לחומרס ביעלמה, ויעלמה כליפסי, it is a little strange. Because then it will follow, number one, that the Ramor is not chishish for the shite of the Chayordom, and that even lechat chiru is not chishish. Well, that will be a little strange. But it's shayach to say that. Now the third chum that Rambo mentions. Oitkos, the akli sheisim b'mayim b'chufas oreish, ein li shamish be, the eisim eiso, meitva shal akiro, u regilus u yisarif shom, bosa b'chol. So then, all the Nesi Kevin point out, this Maril definitely say holds, the Maril, as far as Rabbi Baruch in the Mordechai is concerned, so you could argue, and you could say that Rabbi Baruch has reference only to a case where the Gentile maid has one path, and she constantly keeps on cooking, so in Mele, you cannot be Mechiach, you cannot be used from this Rabbi Baruch, that his shite is, that if you are Mevashe, Cholom, in the Gdeiro She'eno Vasyeimo, Boso, that it becomes a Heftzah Vasyeimo. Because the Rabbi Baruch has reference to a case where we know it's every bliya is a bliya. That's the only part that she eats every day. So the Mele, we know that there is a bliya of Bosor and there is a bliya. Or at least there is a sofik ashok. You could argue. So there is no Rayu Mechachas. However, in respect to the Maril, there is a Rayu Mechachas. That the Maril goes so far as to apply the din of Shalit Yerech HaChalosot to Pasa B'Cholov, even to a case where at the very outset, when the combination of Bosor and Cholov takes place, it's not Mishumach, it's both. Because the Olin Ezekielim raised the question against the Maril, why does he say the Akli She'esim B'Mayim L'Chbif HaSareish Ein L'Shamish Be'im But that's ashes. It's ashes. It's not all achile. It's certainly not talmud shuvach. I mean, how could there be? I mean, eifer that should have a talmud shuvach. So it's not all achile. So why should it be osir to use that kelim for mayim mechvifas oreish? Why? Because it is made from the Eifa shel Akiro, and that Eifa has Tahuves of Bosa, Tahuves of Cholov, but that's burned. It's certainly pogrom. So it's an Avelish in the real gear. And here, at the time when you made the combination, so it's pogrom. So the Maril, there is a Rai Brure, that the Maril goes so far as to apply the Aloche of Shalom Kiderech HaChiloson, even to a case where at the very outset, when the combination between Bosa component and the Cholov component takes place, so it's both. So of course, so he understands very well as to why the Rambam says in respect to the third chumre, who we gave the mochus before say, that the chatchila he was el chumres bealme ve'hamikiloyus, v'lochein yish leeser. Now the fourth chumre, v'lochein yish leeser gam kein yishtamish v'nagderish v'tanurim shebeis achirat mishmitzim aleihem. Now that certainly is from this Marib also he can deduce that the halacha of mixing tam with gum has no application to Bosa Cholov. And some achrenim explain the Marib on the basis of the Chatchile, because the Chatchile there is a nisa to be mishtamish in something that is less than you can. You're not allowed to be mishtamish, but it's not mashma because of that rabbono. Since he says mochim yishmeser gam ke mishtamish minagdirish vatanurim shemisachir mishmitzim alim lipomim posa v'cholov minagdirish shemibashtu mitanurim, even though it's not a miyemei. So if the Marif Shita had been that where it's not a miyemei, so then even by posa v'cholov it's muter, but it's only osea min rabbonon for the same way as it is also to be mevashel in the kele of Iser, that is not a behemei, but here it's only a choshe, the pomim. Nobody saw that Bosor was nitas. Nobody saw that Cholo was nitas. Choshe, it's possible. Because you have mevashel Bosor sometimes, you have mevashel Cholo sometimes. So mele, it's possible. So if the Marif Shite is the Dalach of Nisim Tam with Gam, with the Reise doesn't apply to Bosa Mechalov. So then we understand as to why he's Cheshish. But if the Marib is made it, that he doesn't, that the Dalach of Nisim Tam with Gam, Muter applies with the Reise to Bosa Mechalov. So why should we be Cheshish? So it's mashma that the Marib holds that the whole Dalach of Nisim Tam with Gam, Muter has no application to Bosa Mechalov. There's no application of Zachor. So in the Mele, we have to be Cheshish. That the Gdele is Shabbos, it's a base Achere. So since sometimes Bosor is spilled, and sometimes Cholov, even though days have passed, since this happened, so it's certainly Nesin Tam with Gam, and it's not in me Vadai that Bosor and Cholov spilled. How do we know that it's spilled? It's possible. So let us be tailored, okay? So it's mashma that from the Marib holds that Nesin Tam with Gam is also midiraisi by Bosa Becholov. So the main way we have to be Cheshish. So he says, we have to be Lochmish Becholov. We have to have Chilim in Bazel Chumre Daum, in respect to the fourth Chumre, because there is no Chosh Deraisi. And as far as the Rabbonon of this town will come, why should it be Cheshish? In the Rabbonon we can be tailored off. Right, that's the pshat in this Rambam. All right, now, the specific tests, the Asumim Banoi, the Shach, the Asumim Banoi, Heineke Shein Dichon Mimayim Ritch, V'nir Vo Makach Ritch, Olavo Chirosa Banoi, Kimde Nosa Matera, but the Rabbishon, of course, if it's not the Rabbishon, so then, it's not Osa Banoi, in the Rabbonon, it's Muda Banoi. We will give us the Isarif Shom Bosa Bechol. Dei Fasho Akil. We hold the Nitzah Haitai. So what do they say? Oit Kosu. The Akmisha is in the mind of the Chitas Arech. Eli Shamish. The Eitzi may say, ואיפה של הקיר הוא כאילו שהוא ניסענו שם בוסר חלק והוא ניצה מהייתיים ולכבי וסביש שערי נמד משום שלאו חוץ חיישה או שערי נמד so משום so the text is שלאו חוץ חיישה כאילו שאין מבנו של החילה ויחושי בנוי כאילו שאין נמד בגופו יסיה וכמו שנפבוי על מכמון סימץ על איטלת now this is mentioned of the case where Deira became Osa because it was the way of Osa the whole. So the whole Deira is Osa Manoi.